Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 FY18 results call of SRF, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. We have with us today Mr. Anoop Joshi, President, CFO, and Company Secretary, and Mr. Rahul Jain, Senior Vice President, Treasury and Corporate Controller. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note, this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amar Maurya of Emkay Global. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for giving us the opportunity. I would now hand over the call to the management for opening remarks. Over to you, gentlemen.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on SRF Limited's Q3 and nine-month FY18 results conference call. We will begin this call with brief opening remarks from our President, CFO, and Company Secretary, Mr. Anoop Joshi, following which we will have the forum open for an interactive question-and-answer session. Before we begin this call, I would like to point out that some statements made in this call may be forward-looking, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the earnings presentation shared with you earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Joshi to make his opening remarks.
Good evening, good evening to all of you. I warmly welcome all the participants to SRF Limited's third quarter and nine-month FY18 results call. I am thankful to each one of you for taking the time to participate in our quarterly results call. I will initiate the call by briefly taking you through the quarter's key operational highlights, following which we will be happy to have a detailed Q&A session. We have delivered an encouraging performance for the quarter, keeping in mind the domestic and global macroeconomic environment. It is heartening to note that all our three segments have performed better than the corresponding period last year and Q2 FY18 as well. This has enabled us to grow the consolidated gross sales and PAT during the quarter by 16% year-on-year and 21% year-on-year, respectively. I'm happy to share that the board approved an interim dividend of rupees 6 per share. This is in addition to rupees 6 per share dividend declared earlier in Q1 of FY18. This has been our practice for more than 10 years now, where we distribute interim dividend twice a year. We have made certain CapEx announcements at the board meeting today, which include setting up a BOPET line and metallizer in Eastern Europe at an estimated cost of euro 58 million. Three other CapExes in the chemicals business at a cost of around rupees 81 crores are aimed at augmenting our existing product lines and cost management measures. The board also approved the installation of a dipping line brought over from SRF's overseas erstwhile operations in Dubai at its technical textile business manufacturing plant in Gwalior at an additional cash outflow of rupees 32 crores, thus making the unit an integrated producer of dipped fabric. Coming to our segmental performance, the chemicals and polymer segment delivered healthy results with encouraging performance from both fluorochemical segment and specialty chemicals business. In the fluorochemicals business, better volumes and realizations enabled us to report strong results. We commenced supplies to some global majors in the AC and auto sectors during the quarter. Such customer acquisitions should enable us to sustain our performance on a longer-term basis. I'm glad to share that during the quarter, we successfully commissioned a greenfield plant of chloromethanes at our Dahej complex with a capacity of 40,000 metric tons per annum using our own in-house technology. Here, we have effectively doubled our capacity and are now one of the largest producers of chloromethanes in India. As I had mentioned on my last con call in Q3, we entered into a definitive agreement with a global player to acquire HFC-125 assets at a value of around $10 million as a part of our overall fluorine-based refrigerant strategy, for which the board had approved a CapEx aggregating to rupees 356 crores. This showcases our endeavor to continuously invest in innovation and technology. Once completed, it will make SRF one of the very few producers in the world to be fully backward integrated and having the unique advantage of manufacturing all three major HFCs, that is HFC-134A, HFC-32, and HFC-125, marketed under the Floron brand. The fluorochemicals business has shown good momentum and strong traction is visible in the R32 and blend segment. We believe that the above new investments are timed well and upon completion will place SRF as a strong worldwide market player. As we have been guiding in our specialty chemical segment, it has been a tough year. We saw some recovery and positive trends in demand from our global customers during the Q3 FY18 and believe we should be able to improve upon our Q3 performance in Q4. We had seen certain inventory built up during the past, which has started to dilute and will continue in quarter four. It is, however, still too early to predict a sustained recovery in the agrochemical space. We are hopeful and anticipate a strong pipeline in the coming fiscal. We continue to invest in R&D and build world-class manufacturing capabilities to explore new product opportunities. In this regard, we successfully commissioned the third multi-purpose plant at Dahej. We remain confident of the long-term opportunities in this space and our capabilities that we have developed over the years will enable us to take full advantage of this going forward. As demand recovers over the next fiscal, we should be well positioned to deliver strong performance in the segment. Moving on to the technical textile business, we witnessed good traction with our customers in the NTCF segment, which led to higher volumes despite tough operating environment. We have also seen some positive initiatives by the government to safeguard the interest of domestic players. In the recently concluded union budget, the customs duty on imports of radial tires has been increased from 10 to 15% and a surcharge of 10% has been levied. This is in addition to the hike in custom duty from 10% to 20% on nylon fabric in October 2017. Most of our contracts are negotiated annually, therefore some impact of the above measures should be visible in the next fiscal. The board has approved installation of a dipping line for integration of the TTB Gwalior plant to produce dipped fabric. The project is aimed at market share retention and operating cost management. In belting fabrics, we reported our highest ever quarterly sales. Our focus on delivering superior products with the help of our strong R&D DNA has yielded fruitful results. We also have a good visibility with a robust order book position. During the quarter, plant operations at SRF Industex Belting South Africa were closed, consequent to relevant notices having been issued in October 2017. The current quarter includes losses on account of operations, closure costs, and provisions amounting to Rs. 10.35 crores for this facility. In coated fabrics, we maintained our market share of 50%. Coated fabrics dynamic tarpaulin sales grew by more than 20% during the quarter. In the laminated fabric, we maintained price leadership and supplied the best quality products in the market. Moving to our packaging film business, the segment delivered higher revenues due to a revival in BOPET and operationalization of BOPET line at domestic tariff area, Indore. Profitability continues to be subdued due to the oversupply situation in the Indian market. It is our endeavor to focus on efficient utilization of raw material and manpower and further optimize the product mix towards innovative value-added products. With a strong focus on enhancing efficiencies and specialized products, we will sustainably outperform our domestic peers. We have also announced the BOPET line and metallizer in Eastern Europe at an approximate cost of €58 million. Europe's imports of BOPET film is significant and our large customer base will help us generate traction as a local supplier. With premium pricing and fiscal incentives, we believe that it makes a good case to get closer to our European customers. FY18 has been a year where we have invested significantly in our capacity build-up. The capital expenditure during FY18 is likely to be in the region of about 1,100 crores. The Indian rupee against the US dollar has appreciated significantly between December 2016 at INR 68 to around 64 currently. The appreciation of INR against the US dollar also has an impact on our profitability, as most of our businesses are export focused or in parity to import prices in the domestic market. Despite investing in the capex, we believe that our debt will be lower than closing FY19 levels. Our debt equity ratio remains comfortable. A strong balance sheet and healthy cash flow provide ability to keep investing and growing our businesses. During our previous calls, we had indicated that our effective tax rate is scheduled to go up as various exemptions and incentives are withdrawn by the government. Further increase will be seen as the cess has been increased from 3% to 4% in this union budget. In conclusion, I like to say that we have firmly established ourselves as a strong multi-business entity driven by technology and innovation across all our businesses. All our business segments are doing relatively well in the current external environment. We are committed to further enhance operational excellence, build much stronger customer relationships, further grow our brand reputation, and build an everlasting legacy. On that note, I conclude my remarks and would like to thank you all for joining us on this conference call. We would now be happy to discuss any questions, comments, or suggestions that you may have.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Niket Shah from Motilal Oswal Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. A few questions from my end. Just wanted to get the sense on utilization rates within R22 and R134A. Because in R22, I think, given it's in a phase-out manner, bulk of the R22 was supposed to get utilized for a specialty chemical business. So just want to get a sense on the utilization rate.
The R22 complete phase-out is still a long time to go.
Yeah.
But to the extent that, depending upon the quota and the limitations within which we can sell, beyond that, we are utilizing it in-house for our specialty chemical business, and whatever we can sell as per the protocol, we are selling in the market. So it is completely utilized. The capacity is completely utilized.
Sure. And for 134A?
134A, we are, maybe we'll close this year by, if not 100%, close to 90-95% capacity utilization. That is why we had announced in the earlier, doubling of the capacity, which is a part of the overall projects of about 356 crores.
Sure. So the 12,500 metric ton capacity for R134A will eventually double up, basically.
Yeah, over a period of time.
Sure. And how has been a performance on the DIMEL part of it, and also a follow-up question on the Walmart order also? Is that scaled up substantially, and what's the outlook for FY19 from some of these things?
DIMEL is doing well. We had filed our, based on our own production with our own facility and the technology supplied by DuPont, their plant is, the testing and the audit and various things are going on. As of now, we are sourcing the material from the DuPont facility and supplying to our customers. It will take about a year or maybe 9 months to a year before the customers actually shift to the material that we will produce. So it is on track as planned. On the other thing, you asked which...
Walmart.
On Walmart, there's been an increase in the orders. We continue to supply, and hopefully we will continue to increase.
And final question on the, specialty chemical part of the business or the whole chemical space. This year we had about, for the first 9 months, about 4% kind of growth and about a 21% kind of degrowth in the EBIT margins. Do you think this year will actually see a bottoming out as far as margin structure is concerned? And if yes, then when do you see more like 20% kind of EBIT margins kind of returning back? Would it take 1 year or maybe slightly longer than that?
It's difficult to answer in terms of numbers and all. We can only say, as we have been maintaining, that quarter third showed some improvement. quarter four should be better than quarter third, and the next fiscal should be even better than, you know, what we have performed in FY18. But exactly, you know, how much it is going to be, when it is exactly going to turn around is difficult to answer. Such futuristic assumptions will be difficult to make because we have seen this, you know, downturn for a relatively longer period of time in the recent past.
And bulk of this decline in margin is largely on account of capacities being ready but not sweated completely, right? Is that assumption correct?
Yes.
So at least if orders had to come back, then at least that utilization rate would move up. So what would be utilization rate? I mean, very ballpark. It's very tough to put a number here, but a ballpark range would be very helpful.
See, on specialty chemicals, it's not about capacity utilization that we really look at, because there are different kind of specialized products for which the capacities are created. It is more to do with the, you know, actual revenues and the bottom line, which is more important ultimately rather than the capacity utilization. That is not something we even internally keep a close watch.
Perfect. Thank you, sir, and I'll come back to you.
Thank you, sir. We have next question from the line of Sudarshan Padmanabhan from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello, thank you for taking my questions and congrats on good set of numbers. Sir, my question is on the new CapEx which you are putting on the Bopet line in Eastern Europe. If you can give some idea with respect to, you know, when this plant is expected to come up, what can be the, you know, revenue potential, what can be the margins, and broadly in terms of your, you know, thesis of ROC, would that, you know, more or less be in that line, or should it be better than that, or how do we see that, sir?
Any polyester film line for that matter typically takes anything between 24 to 30 months, depending upon, you know, various other factors and the availability of the machine and the, you know, availability of the the queue in the orders, because there are only two manufacturers of these lines in Germany. So anything between 24 to 30 months is the time within which we should be able to set up the line. And the, as far as the margins are concerned, we are, as of now, starting with the assumption that, you know, we will have a better margin structure in Europe, because for an onshore entity closer to the customer always gets some premium compared to the supplies that we have been doing from our SEZ facility. It's not that we have not been selling to Europe. We sell a good quantity from our SEZ facility. We believe once we set up our facility there, the margins is, something like 10 to 15% will be over and above what we have here in India.
Sure, sir. And sir, with respect to the specialty chemicals business, I mean, we have talked about a turnaround. I mean, we are visibly seeing that kind of a turnaround that is happening. A bit more color on, you know, as I think the earlier participant also asked about, you know, what can be the magnitude of it. I mean, just to gauge, you know, what can be, because you're putting huge amount of capacity in internally, I mean, but when do you think that the capacity, utilization can be, you know, more optimal, say about 80%, 85%? I mean, do we have any kind of visibility in terms of orders to kind of give you, you know, some kind of a visibility in terms of timelines for this, sir?
I said the same thing that, you know, we are seeing the positive momentum now coming back, because third quarter, if you see, has been much better compared to the quarter two. Quarter fourth, we believe, is going to be even better than quarter third, and the next fiscal is going to be substantially better than this year. That much I can say now. I can't put exactly, you know, numbers in terms of margin and the revenues and so on, but I think the turnaround is happening. The positive momentum has started, occurring.
Sure, sir. And just one final question from my side. Sir, on this BOPP business, we are seeing the kind of excess capacity which is kind of impacting the overall markets. I mean, do you think that probably by this year end, one should start seeing this excess capacity getting absorbed by the demand? What is the kind of, the outlook that you have for this business, sir?
Talking about BOPP, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
BOPP, we still expect the supply overhang to continue for a while, because there are a couple of capacities which people have announced or which are going to come in by, you know, some of the other competitors. So we believe that this may remain for, maybe year and a half. By that time, the supply will probably be absorbed in the market, because it continues to grow. But the Bopet has shown, a much better supply-demand balance. And that is why you've seen our margin would have overall improved, and we have been able to sell what we produce in our DTL line that we capitalized in February 2017. But the BOPP still some challenges are likely to continue for short term at least.
Sure, sir. Thanks a lot. I'll join back with you.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from the line of Ritesh Gupta from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question, sir. On the technical textiles and packaging films, we have seen very strong numbers despite that fact that industry margins have been somewhat under pressure. Is there some kind of an inventory gain also that you've seen in this quarter? Because crude prices have been going up, and I'm sure the product prices accordingly would be going up as well.
Ritesh, as far as technical textile is concerned, yes, some bit of inventory gain is there, but it is largely the volumes have improved because, you know, there was the custom duty which was levied or increased from 10% to 20% on imports from non-ASEAN countries in October 2017. So obviously that led to, you know, the import becoming that much less competitive, and therefore it led to an increase in volume. So we have, just to give a sense, about 1,000 tons more in this quarter compared to the same quarter last year we have sold. That is one part, and yes, some bit of inventory gain has also come in, but mainly it is the volume growth.
Okay, and sir, with this 1,000 tons, would you be like closer to your 100% capacity, or is it that you are still...
Yeah, more or less, maybe 4-5%. Still there is a operational improvement which is possible.
Okay, and sir, on packaging films as well, the margins look quite strong, yeah. And despite, I think, I'm sure...
Packaging film business, as I said, you know, BOPET now, the demand-supply balance is sort of becoming positive, and therefore we have been able to sell our entire DTA additional capacity, and the pricing has also improved a little bit. So cumulatively, that has resulted in improving our margin. POPP is a recent, we only capitalized in December last, this thing. But that also we have sold, and we are EBITDA positive even on that in the month of January, just to let you know. Although the overall supply overhang continues in POPP space going forward. So that will be a little
margin improvement.
Okay. And just to check on the European Europe margins, etc., I think you're saying that it definitely makes sense to supply from Europe. But do you think that the variable cost, et cetera, might be higher in Europe? And did you also give some kind of guidance on, like, you know, you said that I think it will be much higher than 10-11% that you see in the India business. Is it what you said? No, so...
I said in Europe, the margins are generally expected to be better, even with the little higher cost. Of course, we have a plan, or we have a thinking that with the incentives and various other things which are available in the Eastern European countries, our cost structure will more or less remain what they are in India, maybe a little higher, but still the margin which we are expecting being closer to the customer, and the way the Europeans source it from the onshore manufacturers there, we believe there should be we should be able to have at least improved realization by 10% on our revenues.
Okay. And sir, coming back to the, I think historic, some 1 or 1.5 year back, I think there was a communication that you guys had made that 70% of the business, it's 60 or 70% of the incremental capex will go into chemicals, and then 25% or so will go to packaging films. So if I look at that, I think 5,000 crores was the number quoted, and we are somewhere close to 1,000. Crores, that is what I think we have already spent, because we have announced a BOPET line and one BOPP line in India, and then there is this European line which is coming in. So do you think there is scope for more in next 2 years or so, or is that all you had in your plan?
See, these are only indicative numbers, you know. These are the thought processes at a given point of time, that if I have this much amount, how do I intend to allocate? But, you know, these have to make business sense. Now, as far as the specialty chemical business, despite the, you know, facing all the headwinds in the last one and a half year, we continue to make that investment. But obviously, if it doesn't require beyond what is available to me for as a capital allocation, I will not unnecessarily invest in that business. And at the same time, if there is another business which offers a better return on capital overall, then why should we not commit? That has been our stand always. That first right of refusal remains with the chemical business, but if still there is a capital available, we don't mind allocating it to polystyrene business also, because if it is, it has to make an overall business case for that. And we believe the European extension makes a lot of sense in the overall context for us.
Got it, sir. And on packaging films, you would be fairly confident that you can maintain that 13-14% kind of margins going forward as well in the coming years.
Yes.
Okay, yes. So that's all of my questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We have next question from the line of Amar Maurya from MK Global. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so this is Pritesh. I have questions on the chemicals and the polymer side of the business. Just wanted to know, did the specialty chemical piece within the chemical and the polymers business started seeing traction of growing on QOQ or YOY, or is the growth more linked to the refrigerants where there is obviously increase in prices and your chloromethane capacity which has come in? So if you could shed some color on the growth of this particular division.
The chloromethanes has only got capitalized in December, so that has not contributed anything as far as this 2-3 results are concerned.
Okay.
The growth is coming from both the sources, refrigerant as well as specialty chemicals, which is what I mentioned in various other responses to the question. But surely refrigerant, because the kind of capacity that we had, the kind of traction and momentum we had, it was comparatively a little on the higher side compared to the specialty chemical. As I said, specialty chemical is just the beginning of the green shoots.
Okay.
So third quarter, we had always maintained may only be very minimal improvement. But in quarter four and the next fiscal, this is going to be even better and better as we go along. But having said that, both the businesses have contributed in this segment for the performance in this quarter.
So that also largely explains a lot of the margin expansion that we saw in the segment, where because the refrigerant prices would have gone up.
Yes, refrigerant prices have also gone up, but at the same time, as I said, specialty chemicals has done much better compared to the Q3 of the last year.
Okay.
And also the Q2 of this year.
Okay. My second question is on the films business. Whatever statistics that I have figured out, the gross profit or let's say the EBITDA number is about 12, bottomed out about 12 rupees a kg for the PET films. And it's this is the number which was largely staying for last 2-3 quarters. Do you see an uptick in this number on the per kg realization and per kg profitability after it collapsing from a fairly higher number, which I think was about 20-21 rupees a kg?
I really don't know which number you are talking. I won't be able to respond to the how you arrived the numbers, which number. I can only say on BOPET side, the demand supply position is turning positive, and that's why it has resulted in better margins if you see. In any case, capacities, we have always been selling whatever is the market conditions. We have always sold 100% of what we produce. See, of course, the pricing has been under pressure earlier because as many as 4 lines came up in the last 1 year or so, and obviously the supply overhang was there. But now that the demand is also catching up with this, we are seeing improvement in the pricing. So the overall margins are improving in BOPET, and which is what is reflected in the performance.
Okay. So we should go back to the median margins in BOPET film in next 4 quarters or so?
I can't predict how the margins will, because suddenly you may have some other lines also coming up and how the overall demand-supply balances. But yeah, for a couple of years, I think we should have a good run on the BOPET side.
Okay. My question was any case for the next 4-8 quarters. So we start seeing margins heading up over the next 4-8 quarters.
Yeah, a little improvement you will see.
Yeah, because at least the visibility on lines we'll have at least for the next couple of years, right? Because there's just one or two suppliers for these machines.
This is what I was saying, that for the next 2 years we don't see any new line coming up, at least in India. So probably we'll continue to have better margins.
Okay. Thank you, sir. My question is done.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from the line of Surya Patra from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations for the good set of numbers. So, a clarification on the chloromethane plant, whether it would be entirely captive or it will be even used for, or some of the capacity would be used for selling it outside.
No, chloroform, see, chloromethane gives three products, MDPE,
yes.
Chloroform, and CTC. So CTC
correct.
Is almost entirely used in-house. MDC is getting sold, also used. And chloroform is generally sold.
Okay. The perchloroethylene, that is what is also captively used. So it is only the MDC that is what you sell in the outside. That is correct.
Yes.
Okay. And about the refrigerant gas business. So you indicated that possibly you have added one more retailer in US. So whether it is, whether you meant only the Walmart only, or it is a kind of additional thing that you have
mentioned? There is another one.
Okay. So that means there is a kind of a ramp up that we are seeing with Walmart, and there is another retailer. So are you sharing the name of the retailer, sir?
No, I can't share.
Okay, and at least can you give some sense about the growth trajectory in that R-134a business segment in US?
Sorry?
What is the kind of a growth that you are seeing because of the new retailer addition, sir?
The earlier retailer, whatever we used to sell to him, or more or less similar quantities we are going to sell to another retailer also.
Oh, that's good.
And that it will only increase going forward.
Okay, and so in fact, so this is a kind of off-season for the, relatively off-season for the refrigerant gas business, but there has been talk that, okay, prices have appreciated. So what has led to that, sir, and can you give some sense on that?
Export market, this is the season, no, because people will stock up in U.S. and other countries during the month of November, December.
Okay. And, sir, any progress on the R-134YF, and when can that product be there in the market from our side? Whether any patent protection is there till some time for the Honeywell and all in India or outside India?
As of now, there is no change. It is a sort of status quo. We have already set up our pilot plant.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality parameters and everything, that work is happening all the time, improving the yield and various other things. But as of now, the commercialization of that or setting up a commercial capacity plant is still far off. We don't think that is going to be there in the near future, so to say.
Okay. And considering the kind of a ramp-up that we are seeing in the refrigerant gas business, not only in India, but also in the many other export market. So whether the mix between the fluoro-specialty and the refrigerant gas business will skew towards refrigerants are going ahead?
The specialty chemical has taken a beating, in the last one and a half years. If it comes back as we are expecting it to in the next year, it may not get that much skewed. I mean, something here and there, depending upon our capacity. Because on the refrigerant side, we are doubling our capacity in the next one and a half years. So surely the volumes there and the revenues will increase. But so will the specialty chemical also, we believe.
I mean, 3 years down the line, the share of refrigerant gas would be slightly higher than specialty. That is a fair assumption.
Difficult to say 3 years down the line. It's too far a figure in time horizon. I won't be able to comment
okay.
on that.
Okay. And sir, the 10 crore loss that you have mentioned because of the plant shutdown, in which line item that is there, whether if it is been factored in?
That was a belting fabrics unit that we acquired in 2008 in
correct.
South Africa, Port Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And we closed that down because the size of the business was actually smaller and there were many challenges, local challenges, Chinese competition and various other things. So we decided to close it. The loss is, some part is that operational loss for the last quarter. And a bigger part is the severance pay that we had to pay to the workers because we had to retrain them and as per law we had to pay them some compensation. And also some bit of amount that we need to pay to for the premises and the rental that we are going to vacate earlier than the scheduled time of lease getting terminated.
Yes, sir. I got the point, but in which line item it would be there?
That is belting fabrics, part of the technical textile business.
Okay. So
You mean in the profit and loss account,
yes.
It will be in the respective item. For example, rent will be in the rent. The employee care cost will be in the part of the employee cost. If there is something other than, it will come in the respective accounting.
So that means this is a one-off cost that is there in the cost in the PL. Okay,
yes.
Fine.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. I have a couple more questions that I'll be there in the queue.
Thank you, sir. We have next question from the line of Sandesh Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. A couple of questions from my side. How has been the raw material price movement, particularly on the fluorospar side, and how has been our gross margin in refrigerant gas and specialty chemical trending? That is one. Number two, again on the refrigerant gas, in 2019, we are expected to see a phase down in developed market for R134A. What's expectation on the pricing for R134A because of this phase down? Will we benefit from the pricing increase? So these are the two questions. Thank you.
Gross margin, as we said, that refrigerant, there's a good traction and momentum. The prices have increased, though fluorospar remains volatile and it keeps on going up and down. But we are still able to maintain and increase our margin because the demand continues to rise as far as, your gross margin of 134A is concerned. So, and then the second was your 2019 134A phase down. That is still a little ahead. But in any case, whenever the phase down happens, you will still require some bit of 134A for the replacement or the vehicles which will be there. And if at all the phase out will happen only in the US and Europe. In the India, it is still far off.
No, my question was more towards pricing because generally we see before the price cut, we see a sharp movement in the price. Something like that can we expect in R134A because we are not very far, like we are like just 10 months away from.
No.
We don't expect that to happen.
Because there's a lot of other markets also.
Okay.
Where the phase down will not happen.
So there is enough supply in that sense, you're telling.
And phase down will also happen over a period of time. And the replacement demand will always remain there. So that is enough for us to remain engaged and sell our quantities.
One more question, if I can follow up. What's our utilization of the first two multipurpose plant in specialty chemical, if you can share something over there?
The utilization, I said, multipurpose plants are to, try out various things, try and develop newer and newer molecules and so on. So capacity utilization is actually not a measure that we watch.
No, I understand, but in multipurpose,
even earlier,
most of
these are more of in the nature of a pilot. And yes, in case of a need, if you have a huge quantity to supply, you can also dedicate some of these multipurpose plant to produce a particular chemical. But by and large, these are they remain vacant. They remain idle at many point of time because you need to be having these capacities to be able to develop newer and newer molecules. So capacity utilization is actually not relevant for the multipurpose plants.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you, sir. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star one now. We have a next question from the line of Jigar Jani from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. We have seen a significant forex gain in this quarter. So is there a one-off there?
See, we hedge our sales, and therefore whenever we realize the actual money, it has to be shown as per the accounting norms as a part of your foreign exchange gain. But actually it is nothing but a realization of the sale price.
Okay.
The dollars, how the rupee is... rupee and dollar has behaved. So we had hedged our and we had sold our dollars in advance in relation to our sales, and therefore we realized more than what the normal price is, which has gone to the exchange gain. Essentially, it is a sales price realization.
Okay. So the hedges still remain for Q4? Can we expect similar gains there in
some gain will come in to the extent we have our open hedge contracts.
Okay, understood.
Which will mature during the.
Okay. And sir, our other expenses are also substantially higher. I understand some part would be the exceptional cost of the shutdown of the South African plant. but any other impact on the other expenses?
The general increase in the level of activity. We have a DTA plant, we have various other plants which were capitalized, so obviously the level of activities will increase many overheads like power, your freight, and various other expenditures.
Okay. Can you, is it possible to share how much of the 10.3 crores you were saying are part of the other expenses?
I said those have gone into the respective heads because it is not in one head. As the rent would have gone to rent, the employee cost or the severance pay would have gone to employee cost. Some other expenditure would have found their way in the other expenditure also.
Okay. So that split is...
They are spread out. Yes,
okay.
That's not one single item.
Okay. And sir, regarding our planned European Wopet line, can you share what is the expected size and what kind of return profile are you expecting from the project?
We always, you know, on the polyester film size, we say about 15% to 17% is something that we expect.
Mm-hmm.
And the size is, you know, any BOPP line is about 38,000 to 40,000 ton per annum.
Okay, Bopet line, right? Okay. Thank you very much. That's all my questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have next question from the line of Avijit Akela from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thanks a lot for taking my questions. Just one clarification. In the technical textiles EBIT, is there any part of that FX gain which is included here by chance? Because the margin over here seems pretty high at 19%.
There are no FX gains because these are all denominated, the sale is all denominated in rupees only. Because though they have a benchmarking against the import, there's an import parity, but all is in rupees, there is no forex gain. As I said, this is resulting mainly from the volume increase and some bit from the inventory gains.
Okay, but this 21 crore exchange currency movement gain, that would be part of the segment?
That is largely in relation to the export that we make on, you know, various specialty chemical, or refrigerant chemical, or polyester film, all the exports that we make. We would have sold the dollars in advance at a higher price, and that has resulted in a better realization compared to the prevailing rate of rupee dollar, which goes to the exchange currency.
Sure, but just to understand, that exchange gain is part of the segment EBIT, right? It is included within the segment EBIT is after including that gain, right?
Some of it, yes, it is a part of the segment.
Okay, but it would be split across all the three segments, or it's part of any one?
Depending upon which portion you have sold.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star 1 on your touchtone phone. We have a next question from the line of Ritesh Gupta from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question again. So just two things I wanted to check with you. You said that your tax rates are going to increase. So what tax rates are you looking at for 18 and 19?
We only said that, 18, 19, the only delta change is the surcharge, which the union budget has assessed. Cess has increased from 3% to 4%. That is the only delta change from union. Otherwise, we have always maintained that if you compare the last year, our tax rates were far lower. Effective tax rate was something like 23%, which moves up to 29% because of those exemptions having been taken out on the investment allowance as well as the weighted deduction on R&D. This year, if you see the next financial year, FY19, the only change, delta change is this which is coming, which is about, I think, 1% or 33.4% or something.
Sir, I mean, if I look at my numbers right, I mean, 9-month tax rate is more closer to 20%. So do you think, like, fourth quarter will balance it out, or?
That you are looking at the consolidated numbers, no?
You should look at the standalone.
You see, consolidated number will be a little, this will not be right because in South Africa, there's no tax as of now. And in Thailand also there is a tax exemption which is going on. So since we include that, it will be better if you will look at effective tax rate in the standalone numbers. That will give you a better understanding.
Okay. But on a consolidated basis, can we expect 9-month numbers to be pretty much indicative for the full year, or is that something can change there?
On the tax rate, right, yes. More or less it will remain there.
Okay. And sir, on CAPEX, what is the number you're looking for in 18 and 19?
FY18, we are going to close something like 1,100 crore. for the next year, we are, you know, still there. We need to work that out, but it's going to be much less compared to this number.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Surya Patra from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So thanks for the follow-up. So is it possible to give an indication about for the entire operation, what is the kind of volume growth and what is the price growth this quarter or in the nine-month period?
I'm not in this one.
Sorry, sir.
Please, can you please repeat the question?
So, what is the kind of a price rise and what is volume growth in the current quarter as well as in the YTD period for overall, for the total business that combining all parts?
Each segment has different drivers, you know. So
I know,
yes. You cannot give volume and price just like.
So, at least for three segments separately, can you give what is the volume growth?
No. I don't think you can't combine this is the apples and oranges. Some businesses will have volume, some businesses will have price, some businesses will have both of them.
Okay, fine. And on the chloromethane plant front, the new capacity that you have added, so since only MDC that we possibly would be selling, so the 40,000 ton capacity will mean what percentage of that or what portion of that 40,000 will really be used for selling outside?
See, all the three products that we have out of this CMS plant, they are also sellable in the market. So when I need it, I will use it captively. Till I use it captively, I can always sell in the market because on all this, they are perfectly sellable product with a good margin because India is short on supply of almost those. There are no Indian producers who are doing except maybe us and a Gujarat forum. MDC, in any case, we will continue. It's a very high margin. Recently, there was an anti-dumping duty which was levied. So depending upon our own need, as we keep on expanding, as you're saying, the HFC capacity, we are doubling.
Hmm.
We are also, we will need on the specialty chemical side various products
exactly.
Of these lines.
Yes.
So as we keep on having our own need inside, we will obviously use it for our own purposes. But till such time that we use it for our internal purposes, we'll keep selling and we'll have a good margin.
But all the chloromethane prices since last 2-3 quarters, it has already corrected meaningfully, sir. So from the 1170, 80 odd rupees per kg level, now it has fallen down to something like 50 odd levels. So still you think that, okay, the margin profile of the chloromethane is much better. Why? Because the price appreciation when it happened after the anti-dumping duty, since then prices have come down only meaningfully.
But still, I think it gives some margin. It still gives decent margin. I'm saying that was a very high margin when the anti-dumping duty was levied. But still, we will have a decent margin even at the present prices.
Okay. And one last question on the same BOPET and metallizer plant in Europe that you are setting it up. So, about the, is there any overcapacity scenario there? What is the competitive scenario there for that line item? And objective behind setting up there, whether we have any assured kind of supply arrangement with a few of our customer or some new application that, so if you can share some more qualitative fact about that project, that would be better, sir.
Europe is short on BOPET overall, the demand far exceeds the supply in Europe. And therefore, Europe imports a lot of material. We ourselves export a lot to Europe from our SEZ facility.
Hmm.
So while the overall capacity scenario, if you take on a global basis, 75% is the capacity utilization for BOPET. But in the moment it reaches 75%, new capacity starts coming in because the demand also continues to rise at 3-4%. And Europe is a good market, having a total demand of over 3.5 lakhs ton per annum. And if there's a 4% increase every year, that, you know, one or two lines can get absorbed in no time. And already we have customer contracts and established customer relationships which are operating in Europe, and they want us to supply from Europe. And they are prepared to give a premium for that.
Okay. Just last question on the agrochemical specialty product supply arrangement what you had signed some time back. So when can the commercialization possibilities there, sir? Means when are you visualizing that to really
set up? I think maybe by this year end or sometime we will be in a position to start the plant.
And that will see a very gradual ramp up since it is a new product, right?
Not really. Also, the product is already approved. We are setting up a dedicated facility for the customer, and we should be able to produce what we have contracted in no time.
Okay, fine. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
I hope I've been able to answer all your questions. If you have any further questions, we would be happy to be of assistance. We hope to have your valuable support on a continued basis as we move ahead. On behalf of the management, I once again thank you for taking time to join us on this call. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of MKA Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.